Sharon Rigsby demonstrates a special voting machine at the Franklin County Board of Elections.
Press the green diamond-shaped button to actually make their selection, and it will just keep guiding them through that process.
This machine is designed for low vision or no vision voters, and Rigsby says the technology is available at county boards of elections throughout the state.
I mean, think of it. You have the ability to submit and cast your own independent vote. To know that you can do that without the assistance of a poll worker or another person has to be incredibly rewarding to know they can do that like any other voter on election day.
Voters with disabilities have been able to cast ballots by mail for many years. They've also been able to cast ballots at the Board of Elections with assistance. But this technology allows them to vote without anyone's help. Mike Brickner with the group All Voting is Local says the organization has been reaching out to voters with disabilities, letting them know about all of their options.
Voters have a right to a secret ballot as well and to be able to vote an autonomous ballot. And so if we have the technology in place to be able to allow people to vote independently, we want to make sure that people have that ability.
Beth Thompson agrees. She works with a Cleveland group called Milestones Autism Resources. They've been making and distributing education videos to voters with autism.
Individuals with autism have a difficult time processing multiple sensory modes and can more easily process information presented to them visually. So as opposed to producing a video where someone talked through how to register to vote, we created a visual that went through the steps in order to figure out, am I registered, how do I register, and how to access things like absentee ballots so that you could avoid high sensory issues that can occur at voting locations.
Thompson says the group heavily recommends early voting or voting by mail because there won't be the crowd and the confusion that often comes along with Election Day. And she says the efforts are paying off.
We have seen a real wave of young adults and older adults recognizing their rights and wanting to access the right to vote because they're understanding much more how these issues and the candidates affect their daily lives. And I think just in general, the amount of advocacy that our community has done just in the past decade has really encouraged more adults to get out there and access their rights.
The state doesn't track the number of voters who have disabilities, but there are just over 8 million registered voters. The Center for Disability Empowerment estimates there are 2 million Ohio voters with disabilities. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.